Hello and welcome to the Divine Beauty Podcast. Learn to love and accept your inner beast, embrace the beauty within, and create magic and miracles in your life. This podcast is all about all things spiritual, connecting with yourself on a deeper level, embracing your feminine energy, building your confidence and self-belief, expressing yourself authentically, trusting in yourself and the divine, and creating a life that aligns with your heart and soul. I'm your host, Leanne Marie, founder of Becoming Me. I'm a spiritual and self-discovery mentor, intuitive card reader, energy healer, and fellow life roller coaster rider, which is great because I absolutely hate roller coasters. Note the sarcasm there. For someone who's been through their own personal healing journey, I totally understand the ups and downs of this spiritual path. So I'm so glad you're here. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to episode 12. So this episode has just been decided upon within the last, 2 minutes. Earlier today, I just thought to myself, I haven't done an episode in a while. I say this every time, I'm sure, and I say that part every time, I'm sure as well. but I thought to myself, I really want to do an episode again, and I put out a little questionnaire thing on my stories on Instagram to see if anyone had any ideas for what I could talk about, because I just really wanted to do an episode. So I want to keep these going, and whenever I feel inspired, I normally talk. But I was like, well, let's just see what other people think that I should talk about. One of my good friends had actually asked me a couple of questions to answer about myself, and I suppose I didn't really think about that. I didn't think that people could ask questions like to me, to like know things about me, but I actually quite like that. So you know, in future, if anyone does want to know anything about me, my journey, my spiritual journey, anything about myself that you want to know, then feel free to ask, and I'll happily, you know, talk about it and make it part of an episode. So what I'm actually going to do for this episode, I had the idea earlier of incorporating an oracle card reading into this episode, which I did earlier. I did an oracle card reading for myself after I'd done some card readings for my group on Facebook, and I then did one for myself because I had a little sort of way of doing it which was quite interesting. I decided to pull four cards, and they told a little story. So the first card is kind of what is the main message of this reading, what is the foundation message, and the second card is, you know, what else do I need to know about this message. The third card was how can I help this, or how can I support this, or what can I do about this. And then the fourth card is what spirit animal is supporting you, and what is their message. Okay, so I did this for my customers on my, I'll say customers, they're not customers, my group members, some of them are customers. So I did this for my group members earlier. I did some personal mini readings. And if you aren't part of my Facebook group, I have a Facebook group called Intuitive Readings by Leanne Marie on Facebook. Hop on over there, and you have, now and again, I do free readings. So I do free mini personal readings, and I will post a lot of my YouTube readings or you know, little mini readings now and again that I do on there as well. So it's worth hopping on there, and now and again you might get your own little personal mini reading. Anyway, I did this for the people who asked for a reading this week, and then I did myself one, and I haven't done myself one for quite a while. Sometimes I can't pick up the messages very well for myself. It's easier for me to pick up the messages for other people, but not necessarily for myself, because if you think about it, I'm quite close to myself. Like, I have all the tied in emotions and everything, and it's quite difficult to kind of separate those sometimes. Hang on a sec, I've got to let the cat out. is looking at me to go to, I don't know, give me a funny look. It's funny because one of my cards has got a cat on it. But yeah, so I got this idea from doing my own reading, and the reading kind of brought out a message that I feel would be quite beneficial for a lot of people. So I want to talk about the message, and I want to talk about, you know, what came up and what guidance came through. And I feel it's quite a, I don't know, good time to talk about it. Also, yeah, I feel like it might resonate with a lot of people, as I say. And then I'm going to answer the questions that my friend asked me, and I am going to see if it incorporates any of the what I mentioned in the reading. So we'll just go from there. I'm just going to kind of, yeah, it's going to be like an off the cuff thing, really. Okay, so the first card that came through was change and transition. So my foundation message is change and transition, and I'm actually going through a transitionary period at the moment in my life. I feel like I'm kind of in between worlds, or in between lives, in between versions of me, should I say. So I've got like at the moment I'm in a lifestyle where I am kind of in between the old version of me and the new version of me. So when I say that, I'm talking about the old version of me that kind of still has patterns which are not serving me. They're not moving me forward on my spiritual path. I have habits that just aren't great for me. You know, I've got some people around me that I maybe don't resonate so much with. And, you know, because I've got new interests and I've got you know, new ways of being, and I want to try these different things, and I want to be in different environments, and I want to do different work. And so there's a part of me that feels like in my comfort zone and is staying in that old version of me, with those habits, with those patterns. And then I'm starting to see versions of me come through which I know are part of my future version of me, the version of me that I want to be, that feels more aligned with me. So, you know, the version that wants to do these certain, you know, events, or be in these certain environments with certain people, feeling a certain way, be, you know, living in a certain area, being in a certain career. And I'm starting to see glimpses of that. So I kind of feel like I'm in between both, like I'm in a transitionary period. Okay, so that is like the kind of foundation message that came through, like to kind of be the theme of the reading. And then there was another card that came through after that, which was about, you know, tell me more about this. What else do I need to know about this? And it's a card called Not For You. And it's got like a window on here with kind of like a closed door in it. And then on the door is a face. And then underneath, it's quite difficult to kind of picture this because you can't see the card, but I've got it in front of me. And it's also got like a fortune cookie. You know, when you get those from like Chinese restaurants, you get fortune cookies. Well, what I got from this was, it says not for you, okay? And what I got from this, it was really strange. I imagined, so that closed door, I imagined, you know, when you get like people come to your front door and they're like, I don't know, maybe Jehovah's Witnesses, or maybe salesmen, or, you know, people that you may not, you know, they might not resonate with you, they may not, you know, may not be interested, or they just might not be your kinds of people that you want to talk to. And some people will be like myself, like people pleasers, and, you know, will kind of be really polite and really nice and not want to shut the door on them, and, you know, but you know you've got to, because there's no point in you entertaining them and, you know, acting like you are interested when you're not. Okay, so this is kind of like, you know, to do with that old version of me and new version of me. So the new version of me wants to be this person who will just say, no, I'm not interested in, you know, close the door, but in a firm, decisive, but polite way. But the old version of me is still there, which is kind of like, oh, no, oh, you know, trying to be all nicey-nicey and keeping them longer than you want to, and just trying to be really polite and yeah, people-pleasing. And sometimes that can just, yeah, it's not great. And you know that you stayed there longer than you should have done, and you were maybe too nicey-nicey. Well, this is kind of where I'm at, okay? And so this not for you card is literally saying, like, you know, that there's a certain way of you being that's not for you anymore. And something else came through from the fortune cookie, and it was really interesting because the words that came through were unfortunate and fortunate, okay? And if you think about it, I never thought about it this way, but like fortune cookies, right? Fortune, like to get your fortune, to be fortunate is, you know, to have good fortune, right? And I never put those words in that context before, but I was thinking unfortunate and fortunate. And I was thinking the things that are kind of, you know, unfortunate for you are actually teaching you what, like same message I've always had, really. The things that aren't working for you are teaching you what are going to work for you. So you don't know what is going to work for you until you know what doesn't work for you. And so this is kind of what I'm in at the moment. It's like working out what's not for me is helping me to realize what is for me, okay? And so sometimes we have to go through unfortunate events to help us realize what things are going to be fortunate events for us, if that makes sense, okay? So the period that I'm in at the moment is kind of like, as I say, it's in between, right? On this card, you've got a chessboard, and you've got the white or cream chess pieces on one side, and then black chess pieces on the other side, and then the fortune cookie is in the middle, and there's a hand holding up the chessboard, and that's in the middle. So it's like, yeah, you are kind of in the middle at the moment. You're in that transitionary period, and if anyone can, you know, relate to this, are you in a position where you're in between worlds? Are you in between versions of you? Are you finding it hard to, like, you know, understand where you are in life? Are you realizing, like, there's parts of you that you need to let go of, parts of you that you don't want to be anymore, like you don't want to be this version of you anymore, but you're finding it really difficult because you feel stuck? And you can kind of see how you want to be or where you want to be, and you're seeing glimpses of it, but you can't quite get there yet. Okay, so the next card is like talking about how we can get there, right? And you know, what is our map towards that? And the card that I got through from that is storm fields. And there's like a house with a big tornado going around it. And then there's a pathway that leads to the house. And it's really interesting. I saw, like, on the path, there's like a checkerboard or however you say it. And I thought of two movies. I thought of The Wizard of Oz, and I thought of Alice in Wonderland, and how there's two different movies. But the pathway reminded me of Wizard of Oz, and I thought about Yellow Brick Road. And then the checkerboard design reminded me of Alice in Wonderland. And there was like two versions, okay, or two completely different stories. And this related to kind of seeing two stories. So you've got the story of your old self and the story of your new self, or you've got, and this can relate to relationships as well. So if you're having trouble in your relationships, and you're thinking, oh, maybe I don't resonate with this person anymore, and I do resonate with this type of person now, that's like the two stories, okay? So if you're having trouble in relationships, and this can be, you know, family as well, or friends, or, you know, it doesn't have to be a partner. It's about seeing both sides of the story, okay? It's about seeing their story is different to your story, okay? And when I say story, it's about their background, their history, the way they've been brought up, the things that they've learned, and, you know, who they've learned from, and what experiences they've had that have made them believe certain stories. And you know about this as well, I'm sure. We all have our own triggers. We all have our own, you know, habits, patterns, beliefs. All of that come from stories, you know. They come from like our family stories, like their beliefs, their opinions, And we make our own stories up from that, okay? So we grow up believing certain stories. And then when someone triggers us, when someone says something, it triggers us and it triggers like a story in our head. And, you know, sometimes we react in ways that we can't explain, you know, we kind of step back afterwards and go, what just happened there? Like, why did I get triggered? Like, why did I react in that way? And then maybe if you are self-reflective, then you'll realize kind of where that came from. And this is about seeing both paths. This is about seeing both like stories of, you know, of each person, as I say. So think about that next time you're having difficulties with, you know, somebody else, that they have their own story, okay? And they're sometimes two very different stories. So yours and theirs is very different, okay? And then what else came through from this card is that you have to go through the storm sometimes. So we can try to avoid storms. We can, you know, want to just go down the easy path. We want to go down the yellow brick road and just go find the easy path and sail through things easily. We want to we don't want to have conflicts. We don't want to have these arguments. We just want a peaceful life and, you know, just sail through. And you know that life isn't like that, and sometimes we do have to go through the storms to kind of come out the other side, and, you know, and to clear things as well. And and also what came through was like, when, if we do have to go through the storm, if we do have to have these awful conversations or arguments or go through these awful situations, we can always choose to be we can always choose to kind of come from awareness and come from a place of our hearts and be the eye of the storm. Now, if you think about the eye of the storm, it's really calm. It's really peaceful. And, you know, we don't have to react, okay? We can, if we're aware, we don't have to react and respond in a negative way. If we actually see that the other person has their own story and they have a different story to us, it helps us come from a more compassionate, calm, peaceful place. And we can choose in that moment to respond in that way. Okay, so this was a really good card actually to help us, like, if we are struggling to, you know, kind of move forward with something and we're worried about storms and, you know, and what might happen, to just know that sometimes you have to go through it to, you know, it's horrible, but you have to experience it and to just kind of feel everything and move through it. Okay. So if you're feeling like a storm is brewing at the moment, unfortunately, you may just have to just like be in that storm. Okay, and then the next card we had was inner compass. Well, it says compass on it, but it was like upside down and it was pointing towards me. And that to me says inner compass. Okay, so it is about really listening to yourself, really listening to your way forward and not really paying attention to what anyone else tells you. So don't necessarily go for, you know, don't ask too many people for advice. Or if you do ask for advice, then listen to your body, listen to what it's, how it's responding. Okay. Because you ultimately know. There was a frog on here as well, which kind of made me think to take the leap. I know it's a bit cliche, but also there was a message about holding on. Because the card was upside down, the frog was almost like it could have fell at any point, but it was almost like it was clinging on to something. So I feel like sometimes we can hold on to the old versions of us, or we can all hold on to the people and the situations and the habits and the patterns that are part of our old self. We can hold on to them for dear life because we don't want to fall. We think that we're going to fall and it's all going to fall apart. But actually, sometimes we do have to just like let go and trust that we will land on our feet. Okay, so there was a message there for kind of next steps forward and a little bit of guidance there. Okay, and then the next card is Speak Your Truth. So that was the spirit animal and it's a cat. So, you know, this literally was just like, I was just like rolling my eyes when I saw this. I was like, okay, so what spirit animal have we got and what is this message to me? And it was like, speak your truth. And I was like, oh no, I hate getting this card, because, you know, we all know that how how hard it is to speak our truth sometimes, because we do worry about, you know, the opinions of others, or the storm, or the, you know, falling flat on our face, or like the little frog that if it fell, you know. And yeah, there was a message. Oh, I just want to go back to that last card, because there was also a message about there's freedom in the fall. Okay. So I just want to say that just in case it kind of resonates with anyone, but I just caught that at the side of my eye. Anyway, yeah, so going back to speak your truth, and I didn't really need to explain this because it's literally just about being honest. It's being honest with yourself, speaking your truth, even if you are scared, even if you're worried about conflict, because you know that you do have to, unfortunately, go through the storm. If not, it's just going to always be brewing. It's always going to be worrying you. Okay, so that was the oracle card reading for the kind of message that I wanted to share with you. And if any of you resonate with that, then let me know. If you're going through like a similar thing, if any of those messages kind of helped you, supported you. And I just wanted to kind of just go over these two questions that my friend Damien asked me. So I had to journal about it, because I was just like, oh my God, like I don't really know the answer to these questions straight away, but I fell into it. And I actually asked my heart, because sometimes when we can get too wrapped up in our heads and we can want to say the right thing, or, you know, when someone asks the question, like we think, oh, okay, what should I say? Like, rather than what do I actually feel about this? So that's something I really had to like make sure I did, was like drop into my heart and answer these questions. So the first question he asked me was, what is one thing you'd like to be remembered for? It's quite a big question, isn't it? Like, yeah, I just never really thought about it before. And because I dropped into my heart, I think like literally my heart just spoke. And it's a bit, I suppose like some people might think this is a bit cringy, but I'm just going to just say what came. So I said, so one thing I want to be remembered for is how I try to lead with my heart in everything I do, whether it's choosing a career path, gifts for people. So like on special occasions, I really put a lot of thought into like gifts for people, the way I speak to people, or the way that I see them and I try to understand them and their actions. So I have always been someone who is observant, really observant from a young age. Mum told me that I used to just like be really observant of people, like watch people all the time and like pay attention to them. And I used to be able to pick up like the way that people felt from a young age. And I guess this is kind of, you know, helping in what I do now. But I would always be sensitive to the way people felt, and I always wanted people to feel happy. Like, it was important for me to be around people that were happy, or that if they were sad, I wanted to make them happy. And so everything I did came from the heart, whether it was to go up to them and hug them. If I saw a little child on their own, I would go over and speak to them, or, you know, and whenever I spend time with people, I really listen to them and get to know them. And when their birthdays come up, and my dad's girlfriend will be one to kind of, I don't think she'll listen to this, but she always says like everything you get, like even cards, are like really thoughtful. You put a lot of thought into them and really think about who the person is. And I suppose it's because it's one of my love languages, which is gift. So you know, not everybody has the same love language. If you don't know about love languages, then check it out. It's quite good. You can do a little quiz to find out what your love language is. So like how you speak the language of love, like what you really love in relationships and what's important to you. So mine are used to be words of affirmation and gifts, and now it's gifts and quality time, I think. So they can sometimes change as well as you change as a person. But sometimes someone has a different love language than you, but you end up being like, you end up giving them what your love language is, and sometimes that's not always like the best, because someone else might appreciate acts of service and you're giving them gifts and they're like, well, that doesn't mean much to me. So I kind of have to be aware of that. But I'm kind of going off on a tangent now, but yeah, because we're talking about gifts. But that is one of the things I just noticed, that, you know, I put a lot of thought into things, And the way that I speak to people, I'm always, because I suppose I come from that old pattern of people pleasing, like there's still an element of that in there, but it's also authentic to me. Like I like to treat people the way that I want to be treated, and I feel like I come from a kind place, and not just trying to be nice for the sake of it. And I try to, like I said, I try to understand them and their actions. Like if someone's done something, not necessarily like when someone hurts me, I struggle, but then there'll always be a part of me, like that young part, I guess, that is just very empathic. That's always been there, that will kind of say, oh, well, you know, they've been through this, or, you know, there's a reason for it. And sometimes that can be a bit naive, but to be fair, I would rather have that as something in me than, I don't know, like something that's not very nice. Do you know what I mean? So those things are the things I want to be remembered for. So like how I try to lead with my heart in everything I do. And like I said, in choosing career, it is important to me to focus on things that I love and focus on things that I'm passionate about and that my heart is drawn towards. And I've always wanted to help people. So I suppose I have done jobs where I'm not really doing what I love, but I've always tried to help in each job that I've done. Like I've always tried to kind of, as I say, lead from my heart. Okay, so I hope that was like a good answer to that question, Damien, if you are listening. I hope you are after asking me these questions. The second question was a bit sort of, I don't know, like deeper, I guess. I'm quite surprised at this, Damien. So the second one is, how would you describe your journey up to this point in your life? Now, I'm guessing because I sort of said to keep it about spiritual stuff, that you're meaning spiritual journey, or, you know, just kind of like my path, I guess. The way that I took it straight away, though, was like kind of like, I don't know, using like a analogy or something like that about how it's felt. So what I kind of wrote, and I don't even know if I can read my own writing, but I wrote that it's like a roller coaster, because that's what I said at the beginning of the podcast, like in the intro. I said about it being like a roller coaster, and I've always said that. I've mentioned that I hate roller coasters, and you know, we don't have to always love the journey. Like we're not going to love the journey, are we? We're not going to love every part of our lives. And some people love roller coasters, but I don't. And I think that's probably why it feels like that, because there's going to be parts in your life that you don't love. And there's also like another picture I got in my head was one of those like rides where rides at a fairground where you're sitting in a carriage and then it gets stuck sometimes. So like you're in a wheel and then it gets stuck. And you know when you get stuck sometimes in life and you don't feel like you're moving forward, you can't seem to get going again, you can't seem to get moving again. And I've had many times in my life like that. But you know that eventually you are going to move again, you are going to get going again, but you just have to kind of like trust it, I guess, and carry on. And sometimes it's fun and sometimes it's boring and sometimes it's like, yeah, you don't enjoy it, like sometimes you do. So I kind of like thought of that. It's just been like that, really. I don't know how much people know about my actual journey. I can't even remember if I spoke about it in the beginning parts of the podcast, maybe not. But it has been eye-opening. If you want to know a little bit about it, so basically, like I said, I've always been kind of empathic from a young age. I've always loved, so when I was younger, I always used to read horoscopes in the newspapers. So that was the only thing that I read in a newspaper when I was younger. So there was always an element of me that just like believed in all that sort of stuff. And I had sun, moons and stars on my on my duvet covers and on my ceiling, you know, the glow in the dark stars and moons and everything. I loved staring at the stars in the sky and the moon and all of that. I was always interested in all of that, but I didn't put two and two together until I was older that it's always been with me. And obviously the empath thing, you know, where I've always kind of picked up other people's feelings and emotions from a young age, and very observant of people and very observant of kind of my own feelings. This was something that, this is how I'm going to tie it into the reading. So basically the Storm Fields card stood out to me when I was trying to think of how this relates to the reading, okay? So like my journey and how that relates to the reading. The Storm Fields card stood out because when I was younger, I had a lot of stormy darkness and all of that going on, quite a lot. And it's interesting on this card that the storm kind of covers the house and then you've got like all peaceful and calm outside of the house. And actually that was what it was like for me. So in a way, you know, this is me describing it in a bit more detail as to my journey. So outside of the house was really calm and peaceful. And I used to spend a lot of time outside in the woods or in the park. And, you know, that used to be my calm place. And inside the house was more stormy, okay? Or just like, you know, just literally around the house was all stormy. Yet I feel like I have always been a natural healer to myself and possibly to others, but I realised that a lot of my own kind of personal development, I suppose, has been because I'm willing to go through the storms. So when I was younger, I used to spend a lot of time like writing down my feelings, listening to music and literally crying myself, like letting myself cry, letting myself feel the emotions, going through the storm, like literally just letting myself go through the storm, letting myself get angry, letting myself like cry so much and processing those emotions from a young age. And I, you know, a lot of people don't let themselves do that, but it is something that I have naturally always done. Well, I say always, I did stop doing it from the age of 14 up until I had my awakening in, when was it, 2015, I think I had my spiritual awakening. I did used to do it when I was younger, and I think that actually created a really good foundation for me, for, you know, later on when I was going to do this work again on myself. So there is something like huge in just letting yourself go through the storm, letting yourself feel everything, because it just helps you move through things a lot quicker. And it built up so much resilience in me. It really did. So I had my spiritual awakening in 2015, I think. And I talk a bit more about this on my talk on my YouTube channel. I did an Empowered Women's event talk, so I won't go too much into it here about that, but if you want to know a bit more about that, then you can kind of watch that. But yeah, that's how I kind of want to describe it really so far. I mean, obviously if anyone's got any more questions, they want to know a bit more, then, you know, feel free to contact me on any of the links in the description for this episode. But yeah, that is like everything for this episode really. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope it was insightful. Hope it helped in some way. I hope that you were happy with those answers, Damien. Not that I'm trying to people please. So anyway, I'm gonna love you and leave you, but thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on the next episode. I believe that everyone has the potential to shine their light and be a guiding light for others, just like a lighthouse. But sometimes you need to find your own guiding light first. So if you want to find your way home, back to your true, authentic self, and connect to your beauty, magic, and own light within, details on how you can contact me and allow me to be your guiding light are in the description box for this episode. I'd love to connect with you and help you to start prioritizing yourself and your dreams and create a life that you desire and deserve.